By Pick n Pay for a Springbok legend's wife, Mkumbulage. So now at about 22, I did promise you that I'll be joined by our special guest who's going to help us today, Njabawa Zukuthe, on a Thursday, or rather on every day between 22-8, with our special guest. Namhlanje, our special guest is none other than Mr. Roger Hislop, the Energy Management System Executive at CBI Energy. We have the privilege of diving deep into the challenges faced by shopping malls in dealing with energy consumption. Roger, hello and welcome. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me on your show, Nkandla. Thank you, man.
Can you give us a brief overview of the impact of load shedding on the South African retailers?
Well, I think not to put too fine a point on it, but it's been disastrous. If you look at some of the trading advisories from some of the bigger retail groups, I think the one that stood out was ShopRite spending R500 million on diesel over the last in a year or so. The Fashini Group, I mean, they expected their sort of trading numbers to drop by 1.5 billion rand and then also have to spend another 200 million rand on power protection in addition to several hundred million rand they'd already spent. So for the very big retail chains, they've got quite deep pockets. They've got some resilience. They can take a considered view over the next number of years and go, right, we need to put hundreds of million rand into power protection instead of into expanding our footprint or expanding our offerings or even reducing prices to consumers. For smaller retailers who don't have such deep pockets, it's been an absolutely devastating impact on their businesses.
I can really attest to that. I've got couple of shops that are based in shopping malls, and I've checked the statement, the energy statement. If you look at how much you're paying in terms of your diesel versus what they should have charged you, there's a friction. It's not much. Instead, there's more cost. Whereas I thought when there's load shedding and I'm spending, I would see my bill, you know, being reduced drastically.
Well, that's the thing, is that load shedding, it doesn't really stop you using power. It stops you using power when you want to. So when the load shedding ends, then obviously if you've got a battery backup system, then your batteries will start to recharge. Or if you've got big geezers because you're a hospitality industry player, or you're a retail operation and needs a lot of hot water for cleaning and cooking, or if you've got big coolers, big walk-ins, freezers, these will all fire up again and start consuming power. So all you've really done is shifted the energy that you consume from the time when it would probably do the most good to a time when you have to kind of make up for lost time. I think a lot of people that have put in solar have experienced this, where they kind of put in solar, they put in batteries, and for the first 2 or 3 months they enjoying the experience of not being load shed, but suddenly they look at their utility bills and they go, well, that's not any lower, or even maybe it's exactly a little bit higher than it was. What's going on here?
Yeah.
I think a lot of retailers, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, they panicked a little bit and they put in generators and they put in solar, and now they're suddenly realizing that the maintenance cost of diesel, the price of diesel is actually unsustainable, and they're suddenly going, wow, okay, maybe we didn't find a solution. All we did is kick the can slightly further up the road. So now it's time to people to step back and kind of go, okay, how do I really manage the situation? Because sticking in a quick generator 5 years ago didn't solve my problem.
No, definitely didn't. Now, Roger, one of the talking points as well is about why relying solely on alternative energy sources like solar doesn't fully address the challenges faced by shopping malls. Can you help us understand and, you know, shed some light on the key hurdles in adopting renewable energy in the retail sector, and how can entrepreneurs, you know, try and navigate these issues?
Well, I think the bottom line is that many years ago, electricity, it was a utility, and the definition of utility was basically not too expensive, very reliable, always there when I need it. The concept of utility power has been fundamentally changed in South Africa and much of the rest of the world. The problems we have are maybe a little bit more pronounced, but this is an issue all across the world where suddenly what used to be an almost limitless supply that you just hold your nose at the end of the month, sign your check, and the next month you'd repeat. Now you're suddenly going, well, electricity and electrical energy is a limited resource. I can only draw so much from my supply in kind of watts or kilowatts, and I can only draw so much energy over one particular time in kilowatt hours. So you're starting to have to almost budget around electricity in a way that people never really did before. So I have to budget that I don't drain my batteries before the power comes back, or I need to budget that I don't draw too much power and trip the inverter or trip the generator. So the whole nature of using electricity has changed from use as much as you can when you want to when must I use it, why must I use it, how must I use it, to maximize my kind of business's chance of survival. So if I'm being load shed, then I must make sure my power is available to my point of sale system. Maybe there's certain equipment I need for preparing something live. Definitely my store lighting, because no one really wants to walk into a dark store. But maybe the geysers, the air conditioners, and a couple of other big electricity consumers, they need to be turned off for the next couple of hours. So people need to be able to make a considered decision around which power they use when. And that's quite a radical change. It's maybe only kicked in maybe the last 6 months, where people started to go, demand management is as important or more important than backup power or embedded generation.
We are in conversation with Roger Hislop. He is the energy management system at CBI Energy as an executive there. Now, Ngenzeka Nawe, if you have any questions, comments, we invite you. We'd like to hear from you. Our subject today is that solar alone won't address energy challenges at shopping malls. And as a retailer as well, I've experienced that firsthand. What is your experience? Please do share with us. We also are on all social media platforms. You can post your questions there.
Stream us live on www.vumafm.co.
Now, Roger, as entrepreneurs, we are always looking for opportunities and solutions. What are some untapped prospects or emerging trends that you see now in the energy sector that maybe entrepreneurs can explore? This is now to create new business avenues while addressing these challenges that we're talking about in various industries, your energy challenges.
Yeah, so absolutely. I think if we're going to put a kind of a silver lining on this cloud of load shedding and energy constraints, it's that South Africa is a country with some very smart people, quite a can-do, quite entrepreneurial attitude, and we've got a crying need for solutions. So I think South Africa has got an opportunity to become a global leader in energy management solutions. So it's my own business, CBI Energy. We are spun out of CBI, the company. It's a 70-year-old South African company that manufactures circuit breakers, exports them all over the world. A few years back, the company went, well, the future of energy is actually in energy management. It is in how do we maximize the utility of the solar on your roof? How do you maximize the energy security of the system? How do you do more with less? How do you reduce waste? So CBI Energy, we've brought to market an energy management system. Basically, you turn things on and off using a smart computerized back end. You measure, you know, all of those, but you can't manage what you can't measure. So you help to measure it, you manage it, you automate control of it. But there's now an incredible opportunity for people to take the, you could call it the energy management Lego blocks that ourselves and some other countries around the world have got some players. So coming out of the UK, coming out of the US, coming out of China, there's some technologies. We're very proud of ours because it's a truly South African solution. But you take these energy management Lego blocks and you put them together into a clever solution that solves some real business needs. And then we can get that right in South Africa. We can take these technologies and we can take them all over the world, because while we've got a pressing need now, over the next 5 to 10 years, almost any other country in the world you could visit will have some kind of mix of the problems we have, whether it's a grid that's been poorly invested in and is starting to show signs of wear, not enough generation capacity. Companies desperately need to reduce their carbon footprint to combat climate change and so on. So there's an amazing opportunity in South Africa to take energy management technologies, put them into solutions that talk to maybe different verticals, retail, agri, hospitality, commercial offices, and really kind of seize this opportunity to become a global leader in energy management.
Right. Now, in closing, Roger, what's some of the innovative solutions that your company, CBI Energy, is working on to improve energy efficiencies, cost savings, and even operational resilience in the retail sector?
So I think that the main one is you've got some very basic Lego blocks. So metering. You want to measure how much energy is used, but you want to measure at a granular level. And that's both in time and in location. So you want to measure from your points of supply, maybe at a distribution board per floor, and then your obvious major loads. If you're in retail, it might be air conditioning, it might be heating, it might be lighting, it might be coolers, refrigerators, cookers. And then you also want to manage the maybe individual plug points, because people often forget that if you've got 5 or 10 plug points and one's got a kettle, one's got a microwave, you add all these together, and if they happen to come on at the same time, then suddenly you've got this massive surge in your demand, which can cause problems. So you take these basic building blocks of metering, then you add another building block, which is metering plus control. So that's a little device that it replaces your isolator or your plug point or your you put in your distribution board, and that allows you to measure the power through it, but also to turn things on and off. So I had a great example of one of my colleagues. He was talking to a big hotel group, and they operate a hotel in Rosebank. And just before load shedding, kind of the floor captain blows a whistle, and a whole bunch of guys leg it down the hallway, turning things off. Yeah. At the end of load shedding, he blows a whistle, and the guys leg it back up the hallway, turning things back on again. And this is a perfectly workable solution, but actually you want computers doing that. Because computers never get bored, they never get tired, they never get forgetful, they'll always do that thing. So our solution basically takes the very simple concept of granular metering and load-specific control, and then you put a whole lot of clever stuff in the back end in the software. And there you can start using machine learning to kind of go, well, if over the last 3 months I've been using this kind of energy in this kind of way, then next month I can predict quite accurately what my energy will look like. And then you can start to plan ahead a little bit better. So a lot of the intelligence sits in sitting in the cloud.
Yeah.
The basic building block is a piece of reliable hardware you can screw into the wall. And then you can start to be creative once you've got these very key physical building blocks in place.
Interesting. Finally, looking forward to the future, how do you see the landscape of energy sector for shopping malls evolving? What role will renewable energy play in this?
Well, it's a really interesting one, because a shopping mall, typically they're fairly busy during the day. In the evenings, things quieten down quite a lot. And on the weekends during the day, very busy. Again, in the evenings, quietens down a certain amount. So that's quite complementary to maybe an office building. So if you're familiar with the concept of wheeling, where you've got some kind of embedded generation, maybe solar on the roof, during the weekend, an office building has got nothing to use that energy on. So they could wheel that across to a shopping mall, and vice versa. When things are very quiet in the middle maybe in the mid-morning in a shopping mall, things are a bit slow, they may be over-generating. They can't consume that energy, so they could wheel that back to offices or factories or something else. So I think there's going to be a place where people start to understand which businesses or which sectors use energy when, and how do you kind of smooth out the curve of who's using and who's generating to kind of get the maximum benefit we can get out of the sun.
Now, Roger, for some people who are wanting now to start getting into this industry or this particular sector, young entrepreneurs, this is all about the Money Show. We inspire young people and business entrepreneurs. What would you say to them? Is it still fertile? Is it the right time to enter this industry?
Absolutely. So I think the thing that's quite interesting here is that everybody was looking at this boom in solar. Everybody was installing solar. The guys that were doing the installations, they were run ragged just trying to meet demand. It seems that that curve has either topped out or it's not too far from topping out, because the people who can afford it have pretty much pulled the trigger. So now people are now, entrepreneurs should now be looking at what's the next big thing. The solar installations game has become a bit of a race to the bottom, very shrinking margins, constrained supply chains, and a customer base which is getting less flush all the time. So the next step is in energy management. How do you implement embedded generation and then optimize it? And this is kind of the next wave of energy, I think, in South Africa, is this combination of small-scale embedded generation and energy management to get the most out of it, so that you don't make the mistake. You don't make the mistake of so many retailers 5 or 6 years ago spending 10 million rand on a kind of half a megawatt generator and then realizing how much more they were going to spend on diesel.
Yeah, man. Roger, thank you so much for your time. He's definitely right when you say that you cannot manage what you cannot measure. Thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your valuable insights on the complex challenges associated with energy consumption in shopping malls. Thank you so much for your time, Roger.
Thanks for having me on your show.
All right, KZN, there you have it. If you just joined us right now, you just missed out on a three